You're listening to Radiola.
I would like to present Cyril Smith, who is best known for his rendition of old English folk songs and Christmas carols. He will sing a very lovely and beautiful one that English mothers have been singing to their children for many years. It is the custom in England for the audiences, especially the ladies, to assist the singer. And after you've heard the song once or twice, we'd like you to join in with him. It's an old madrigal, and the title, I Heard Three Birds, Cyril Smith.
Oh, there was an old man, and he had an old sow. Bow, bow, shy little dow. There was an old man, and he had an old sow. Lassiferalderay. Oh, Susanna's a funny old man. Susanna's a funny old man. Now, do you get the idea, ladies? You see, it's not so much a question of making the noises as getting them in the right order. See, all you've got to do is... I mean, there's really nothing to it. And now that you've grasped the fundamental principles, I would like you to all join in the second chorus of this beautiful old song with me. The ladies, please. Now this old sow had nine little pigs. Pigs, pigs, nine little jigs. Now this old sow had nine little pigs. Lassiferalderay. Oh, Susanna's a funny old man. And Susanna's a funny old man. Ladies, I am sorry to say that I am not receiving the cooperation and support to which I am accustomed. I asked you to join in and help me out with this thing. I mean, after all said and done, what's a little between friends? You know, I had the pleasure of singing this song in Chicago 3 weeks ago, and I met with a much better response than I'm receiving tonight. Of course, I know Chicago's the windy city, but I mean, why can't you join in anyway? They tried to climb over the garden wall. Oh, diddle doll. They tried to climb over the garden wall. Lassiferalderay, all together. Susanna's a funny old man. And Susanna's a funny old man.
May not be November with turkey and trimmings, but to Eddie South and his international orchestra, it is Thanksgiving just the same. Eddie sings the chorus.
Thanksgiving, now I'm really living. Life is one sweet song. Oh, how blue skies They just can't be cloudy since my loved one came along. Sweet sunshine smiles at me every day. One grand big jubilee, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, Thanksgiving. Boys, I'm really living since love came my way. That sweet sunshine smiles at me. Why, my days, are just one grand big jubilee. How?
Burning daylight, put out the lamplight. Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Hi, this is Andy Sr. Welcome to another edition of Radiola that is not being recorded nor broadcast at Hamelin College. Instead, it's a Utica internet-only edition of Radiola for those interested. Of course, if you're listening to it after the fact, it doesn't much matter. However, this is being conducted as a separate enterprise from my WHCL broadcasting. And this is a special Thanksgiving edition because it's you need something to listen to. Turn down the sound on the football game and listen to this instead. With appropriate noises, we began the show with Cyril Smith and Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees. And Cyril was there doing the old sow song. And I'm sure that's how many of you feel right now if you've just had dinner. Try not to let it get to you. And then Eddie South and his international orchestra on a radio transcription made for the Celoni Company, actually, but it's spelled C-H-E-L-O-N-I. They made some sort of a beauty product, which I can't possibly figure out what it was, but it's apparently a natural product. Thanksgiving, and that was from 1933. And our theme, which you well recognize, with Willie Robeson, Wake Up Chillin'. You know, that tryptophan will keep you sleeping, so, you know, wake yourself up here. Well, this show is, it's got a lot of different threads in it, a lot of tasty leftovers. Well, it is Thanksgiving, so you do get leftovers. Don't worry about it. You'll get them tomorrow, or you'll get them today. You might as well get my leftovers right now. Plus, a few new recordings, which I'm offering you, and performances by wonderful musicians, and also by people who have sent me their music. And we're going to begin with Ambrose and his orchestra. Do Something. And we might as well do something. From 1929.
Thank you. thing you've seen. Sheep that do not live in tents, they gamble all night to pay the rent in Harlem's Araby. They ain't got nothing free. All the gals live in a mommy tree. When they dance, they never move their feet, but they shake from head to toe. They can hypnotize you so complete that you'll give them all your dough. In Harlem's Araby, they drink booze like it was tea. There's nothing in the Orient like Harlem's Araby.
That's Jack Purvis. When you're feeling blue, well, you're feeling blue and bloated if you just had dinner. Take a bicarb. 1930, great band there. You heard Adrian Rollini in there marvelous group, Jack, you know, that trumpet, which is, he was an odd type of person, but he made some great records. Before that, Adrian Schubert's Dance Orchestra, Jack Kaufman on the vocal, Irving's brother, and I like Jack Kaufman, singing in Harlem's Araby from 1930, and I would never have suspected Jack of singing that song, but there he is. Yes, and we begin with Ambrose, Do Something, 1929, and I'm going to do something, I'm going to continue. I'm Andy Senior, you're listening to Radiola, here, wherever you're listening to it, here are some groups that you might not have heard before, and one you definitely haven't heard before, because unless you're from Ithaca. But the first one is a CD that came out in 1992 by the Bearcat Jazz Band under the direction of Dick Ames, whom I saw last Sunday, and there's a connection to the next thing as well. So this is kind of a Syracuse-tinged show. Of course, we had Jack Kaufman from Syracuse. So there's a little Syracuse mini theme going through this program. Hear the Bearcat Jazz Band play Oriental Man.
Thank you.
And that was a show that we just saw. We saw that show Sunday in Syracuse under the auspices of the Jazz Appreciation Society of Syracuse, or JASS. And my wife and I are both members of that. And that group was called Jug Django, and that's spelled D-J-U-G-D-J-N-G-O. And you heard some amazing, amazing trumpet playing there by Frank Campos. But also in that group, you heard on fiddle, oh boy, Eric Aceto on a violin he made himself, Jim Sherpa on a bass he made himself, and Eric's brother Harry Aceto is on the group too with his guitar. It's under the direction of Doug Robinson, but also you heard Brian Earl on the clarinet and a trombonist, Dave Davies. They were just wonderful, and we just enjoyed that so much. And at that group was the leader of the previous group, the Bearcat Jazz Band, who was Dick Ames. So we got to talk to him briefly. Continuing now, we have going back to the acoustic era, as we should occasionally. The original Indiana Five, 1928. What Can a Poor Fellow Do? There's Jack Hilton with Buffalo Rhythm. Oh, yes. 1927. More of a little bit of British thrown in there, too. Yes. Ah, yes. And before that, the Lumberjacks, a house band of the Plaza recording group, essentially. Spanish Dream, 1928, beginning with What Can a Poor Fellow Do? By the original Indiana Five. That was from 1928. We're going to continue now with another transcription featuring Eddie South, more of a solo piece with him, Penthouse Serenade, recorded in 1933.
The Angel of the Violin, Eddie South in one of those delightful solos, Penthouse Serenade. Thank you.
whole town is ringing. I love my coffee, I love my tea, but the doggone cream turned sour on me. I'm so unhappy, I feel so bad. Lay me down and die. You can say what you choose, I'm all confused. I got the sweet sugar, give me a little sugar. I love them sugar blues.
That's appropriate for Thanksgiving, too. Not to say too much, but I think it is. West End Jazz Band, Mike Beeson, vocal, and that was from our recording made on November 1st of this year, Hungry Women. And if anyone's still hungry, there are plenty of leftovers. And before that, the Alabama Jug Band, Clarence Williams Group, Sugar Blues, which... Believe me, this is not a holiday for diabetics. Thanksgiving is just not. It's like being an atheist at Christmas. You just you kind of participate and go along, but it's not really your holiday. Believe me. And that was from 1934, beginning with Eddie South and Penthouse Serenade. And now here's a group that I just got their CD recently, and I felt that this was an opportune time to play their music here on Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and just kind of doing a show this week, whatever way I can. And this group is called the Stolen Sweets, and they're based in Portland, Oregon, and they play sort of a combination of Boswell Sisters influenced music and singing. And they have some gypsy tinge in there, but it's a wonderful group. And I'll read the personnel list before we get started here. Keith Brush on the bass, Pete Krebs on vocals and guitar, David Langenes on guitar and vocals also, and Jen Bernard, vocals, playing flute, Lara Michelle, it's spelled M-I-C-H-E-L-L, I hope I pronounced that correctly, vocals, and Aaron Sutherland on vocals. And they're called the Stolen Sweets, and here they are. And this is this is for those people who don't have a pen pal. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
Mailman passes by, and I just wonder why. Stops to ring my front door bell. There's not a single line from that old love of mine. Not a word since I have heard farewell. That's reason that I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. Make believe it came from you, oh. Gonna write words so, so sweet. Gonna knock me off my feet.
A lot of kisses on.
Smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. Those would love the way you used to do. Oh, gonna sit right down, write myself a letter. Make believe, make believe the letter came from you.
Be glad I got them. Smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Whoa.
And I'll sign with love the way you used to.
Whoa.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
Whoa.
Make believe it came from you.
Just you. Whoa. Gonna write, I love you, honey, deed I do.
Could eat each a stack as high as a mountain, even to the sky.
But they come and go so fast,
I lose track counting.
Bread on the butter, plenty of butter, all over your pancakes. They're gonna be pancakes, noodles.